Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Kenny Hodge, with the final installment of a series I called BIP Has Got to Go. Hey, listen, I've been talking to you for a few days this week, and it was going to be a weekly series, but I got to be honest with you. It's just very depressing to me to even speak about BIP in the capacity of local president. So I'm going to end this series today, and then I'm going to get back on my campaign run, trying to convince you through my work that I am the best person for the job with respect to local and branch president for 2020. Now, before I get into that, I want to say to the mail handler community, I don't pay a whole lot of attention anymore to any of the replacement stewards in Columbus, and I would advise you to do the same. Now, again, when I say don't pay attention, I'm talking with respects to contractual items. I'm not trying to pick your friends or who you can and can't associate with. That would be crazy. All I'm saying is, in everything I direct or put to you on this podcast, it's about union activity, not about them as people. So let's understand that. Because I understand that because you suck at being a union rep does not make you a bad person. It just makes you a bad union rep. So let's get to our local president. 3 days I'm sitting here educating you about the childish behavior with respect to the elected president, me, assisting my branch in filling out forms for a t-shirt and an apron. Now, a lot of you, especially the replacement staff who drinks the Kool-Aid that BIP serves them, look at me and say, you're talking about the same thing over and over again. Yes, I am. And it's no accident. Sometimes we don't hear the message correctly the first time, so we have to keep putting it out there. So I would like to say also to the replacement union staff, none of you bother to thank me for motivating you to get those forms out to the members like you should have. But I guess talking shit about me is your way of saying thank you, Ken, for motivating us, because it had not been for you doing what you did, Mr. President Hodge, we would have never took those forms on the work floor and gave them to the employees. So even though they meant it to be bad for me, when your sole intent is to do good by people, then those evildoers, a word I'll borrow from G.W. Bush, then those evildoers, they can't come against that. Now, they embarrassed me a little bit because they had members fill out forms that the local president made a special trip to Columbus, not to help them with their grievance work, not to see what's going on inside the union, but a special trip just to come and tell members that the form I filled out is not good. Now, again, he sent it to me, I gave it to the members, and he made a special trip to Columbus, Ohio, just to come down here and make sure the members understood that the white papered forms that the local gave me to give to you because I gave it to you are now no longer good. You have to fill out one of the colored piece of papers. Well, white paper, colored paper. Okay, I'm not even going to venture down that road. Yeah, I'm going to let that go. I'm not going to touch that issue there. But listen, bottom line is, Mr. McLemore, your actions are childish with respect to me as branch president. Again, I campaign right now just as hard to get back into a job that I was elected to do. I have to campaign just as hard as I had to do to get the job. Members in 304 BIP noticed that you are not the guy for the job. Yeah, you barely won that last election, so you have the job. And again, that is what that is. But I'm putting together not just a campaign, but I'm trying to sponsor a movement in the 304. I'm trying to motivate members who have sat by on the sidelines and allow you and people like you to tear this union apart. And now comes up the new direction. Yeah, there's a new direction needed in 304. So I'm putting this call out to all members in 304. Hey, come on, contact me. Let's begin to converse about union issues. And let's put together a team of new candidates. Because I got to be honest with you. As a local president, me and most of the branch presidents, based on some emails that I sent out and I got back, don't really get along that well either. Yes, you might say, well, if you can't get along with everybody, the problem is you. Well, if that's how you see it, that's how you see it. But I see the problem as a lot of empathy and apathy in our local right now that we have to move out. Because once I get elected to local president, and I'm going to get elected to local president, I'm going to be requiring the new minds, the new thought processes. I mean, those folks that's been around here 30, 40 years, while I don't discount your experience, I have to question your drive and motivation. So what I'm asking for now, okay, I'm asking for members in the branch offices of 304 that desire to run for president, that desire to run for a state office, that desire to help me change the landscape of 304. Now is the time when I need you to step up. And again, first I want you to step up by contacting me, and let's make sure we have the same goals, or we can get on the same sheet of music. And then I'd like for the next election, the new direction next election, headed by your new and future local president, Kenny Hodge, I'd like to see a lot of members start stepping up and take or run for some of these positions so we can bring a totally new mindset into 304. A mindset, again, that says, I'm not going to just settle for anything. If it is contractual, if it is agreed upon at headquarters level, then I'm going to enforce it, and I need a new school of hungry branch presidents that don't mind motivating and educating stewards so that we can now fight an intelligent fight with this new school management. Yeah, I know this was supposed to be about BIP, but in a way it is, because I want everybody to join forces. And again, let's improve our union. We got to improve our union by improving some of the people who hold positions in our union. And right now, again, my focus is at the local level. I believe if we make significant change at the local level, and trust me, members, it is too easy to do, then we will get recognized at the national level. But again, my concern is the local level, and I need your support to make that happen. I don't need you to just support me with a vote. Now I'm asking that not only do I need you to vote for me, I need you to get active in this fight. I need you to get active in this fight. And when I say get active, start searching, doing some soul searching of your own. Do you want to be a leader? Do you have new ideas about the union that are not being addressed? Well, see, this is the personnel I'm recruiting right now, because I'm going to run on my campaign. It's going to be called A New Direction. And if you want to be a part of the new direction, hey, reach out to me, Kenny Hodge, all day long. My email address is Kenneth Hodge, one word, at npmhu304.com. Yes, that's a server that I purchased so that all the stewards that worked in Columbus had a MPMHU email address so we could correspond in that manner. Yeah, well, since they kicked me out, yeah, I did take back those email addresses. That's just not smart for those people who think otherwise. For me to pay money to help grow an organization that don't want me to be a part of it. Yeah, so I did. I still own the server, and those web addresses will go back out, just not to the current people that's in Columbus. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge. One last thing is, let's get active in union activities. Let's understand, have dialogue about our contract and issues that directly affect us. And last but not least, this is where I need your help. Let's get the retired local president retired and let him go do what retired people do, and that is find another career or stay at home and relax. But let's not have a retired person making decisions for those of us that still have to come to work every day. Kenny Hodge, I love you all. Have a great day. Oh, and by the way, I understand that the locals having their family outing today. Hey, if you got an opportunity to go by and support that outing, hey, if I had a choice, I'd go myself. I just have to go to work today. But no, go by and support your local union outing. And remember, just because you're not a good steward does not mean you can't throw a good outing. So have a great day, everybody.